not particularly good. It doesn't look like we'll end up bringing anybody in between now and the deadline, which is disappointing, but that's the way it goes.
A club just not wanting to move players on, or players not necessarily wanting to move on?
It's not a case of that, really. You know, we've identified players, no problem, but obviously the finances is what's causing the problem. So we're not in a position really to bring anybody in, so we're just going to have to bite our lip and get on with it.
Frustrating time then.
A very frustrating time, yeah. I think it's, you know, it's not necessarily just at this moment in time, but I think it's the period that's going to lapse between now and January that's going to be the problem, you know, and... You know, that's my concern, and that's my worry, that, you know, we don't have anybody in place and we pick up injuries. That's one of the areas where I think it's going to be difficult to fill. But we can't do much about it. That's the way it is, and that's where we get on with it.
In terms of that injury, then, most specifically, I suppose, with Flynn, do you know how long he's going to be out for?
We don't at the moment. No, no. We're still assessing him. He's not. He hasn't trained at the moment. Pardon me. he hasn't trained at the moment. So we'll just have to wait and see whether he's available Saturday. It's a doubt, but we'll wait and see.
So the other injuries then, McMahon, Hill, and Miller picked up something the other night as well, didn't he? How are they?
well, they haven't trained, you know. So that suggests that obviously there's still a doubt there. But we will give them. You know, we'll give them. Up until, you know, the morning of the game, to give us a decision as to whether or not they'll be available or not. Again, they're doubtful at this moment.
Is Kitson any nearer to being available again?
No, he's not. Not this moment. No, he's not joined in the group at all just yet.
Do you know how, if there is a timescale on that and his possible return?
No, we don't. Like I say, it's one of those injuries that you can never gauge. You know, you're taking it basically day to time, and that's all we're doing with him. You know, we're trying to manage him. We're trying to pick up his rehabilitation, you know, and get it to a certain level where we can keep testing that. But, you know, we have to be so careful with it, because the last thing we want it for it to go and be a very, very long-term injury.